Good morning. Today is a special day in the church. Can anybody tell me what it is? There's plenty of hints. And if you still don't know, I don't know what I can do, but we try to give you as many hints. Yes, it's Holy Week, right? We're starting Holy Week. But can you tell me what especially today is? Hold on, I'm going to go right back here so that way I don't point at somebody and then they speak. Yes. Palm Sunday. And what? How are you? You look so pretty. And what is happening on Palm Sunday? Are we talking about this Palm Sunday? Well, that will happen eventually. That happens to our Lord. But we're talking about these palms, right? Now, how many of you, when you came to church, saw the palms in the back and went, why are they there?
This priest doesn't know what he's doing. They're supposed to be up top on a table, and he's supposed to say a prayer, and then he gives it to us afterwards. What and where did he come from?
It's been a terrible, and yes, I'm going to use that word, terrible. I'll say it one more time so I sound like Charles Barkley. Terrible. Terrible, terrible, terrible. Tradition that the assumption is that the palms are blessed because the priest stands there and we say a prayer and then it's given to everybody. And you naturally say, okay, yeah, that's the blessing of the palms. But by right, the palms are to be given before Orthros ends. So everybody, when they come to church, is already holding palms or palm branches or palm crosses. That way, when we say the prayer in just a few moments, we'll be able to understand what exactly is being prayed. Please stand. Let us pray to the Lord. So that's the dialogue that we have as priests, right? If I was a DJ and I would say, when I say, hey, you say you, I would say, hey. Okay, when the priest says, let us pray to the Lord, your response is, okay, so let's try that one more time. Let us pray to the Lord. Bravo. O Lord our God, enthroned above the Cherubim, you have stirred up your power. You sent your only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, to redeem the world through his cross, his burial, and his resurrection. When he came to Jerusalem to his voluntary passion, the people, living in darkness and the shadow of death, taking up symbols of victory, boughs of trees and palm branches, foretold the resurrection. Master, as we too, imitating them, carry palms and branches on this, the eve of the feast, watch over us as we offer you hosanna like those multitudes and the children. Safeguard us so that in hymns and spiritual songs, we too may live worthily witness the life-giving resurrection on the third day in Christ Jesus our Lord, with whom you are blessed together with your all-holy, good, and life-creating Spirit, now and forever and to the ages of ages. Amen. Please be seated. Now, where in the prayer did you hear the priest say, bless these palms? Didn't. The prayer was, bless us who are the palm bearers, representing those who did this during that time. Then the prayer makes a little bit more sense, because guess what? You've been holding this for the entire service. It's not that it's something that you come up now. I'm not speaking ill or previous priests. My father used to do the same thing. God rest his soul. But it makes it different when we're able to hold it throughout the whole time as a reminder to us what this week is about. If you're just looking at today being, oh, today's Palm Sunday, next week is Pascha, when do we come back to church? Next week. We're missing it. We are really missing the beauty that the church gives us. There are 21 services in Holy Week, starting from yesterday in and through all the way up through the Feast of St. George, which will be celebrated at the Sunday Agape Vespers into Renewal and Bright Monday, May 6th. So I ask you, make this week different. I know we all have work to do. And I know when work presents itself, we don't know what it happened to us. Friday, the machine went out, which is why you don't have a weekly bulletin in your hands. The toner went out. What do? Well, things are going to still go. We're still going to have service. Now, I'm not saying you to tell your boss, I don't have to work this week. I'm not saying that. But let your boss know, or if you're the boss, and God has blessed you to be the boss of your area, make this week holy and great. Make it different than the other 51 weeks out of the year. Because this week, our church calls us to not just only celebrate days in which our Lord is being recognized by and through His own humility, but each and every day, the church offers beautiful prayers and hymns reflecting on the final week leading up to our Lord's final breath in which He gave Himself up for all of us. Yes, we will, with hope and joy, celebrate the resurrection. But before we can get to the resurrection, we have to be with Him when He goes into Hades. Before He goes into Hades, we need to be with Him when He is laid to rest in a tomb. Before He's laid to rest in the tomb, we need to be with Him as He's taken down from the cross. Before He's taken down from the cross, we need to be there when He says the end, tetelestai, it is complete. And He gives His life. Before He gives His life, before He was nailed on the cross, we need to be with Him when He's mocked, spat upon, and beaten, and worn a crown of thorns over His precious head. We need to be with Him even before that, when Judas betrays Him and gives Him a kiss, which is why many Europeans do a kiss on both sides of the cheek. Do you know why we do that? Well, because it's nice. Maybe. But tradition will tell you, you do both sides because you don't want to betray that person the way that Judas betrayed Christ. But before He was betrayed, He had His mystical supper with the apostles. And before the mystical supper, He washed the feet of the apostles, showing His humility and how they are to serve not just them, but the entire world. Then we hear about the woman who poured the ointment and the beautiful hymn of Cassiani. And then before that, we hear about a beautiful bridegroom And if I'm going to ask any ladies, all the brides, put your hands in the air. No, seriously, if you're still a bride to somebody, whether or not they haven't called you that, you're still someone's bride. Raise your hand. How excited were you to see your husband to be? I don't mean today. Not a marriage counselor, I never claimed to be one. But chances are you were excited. You wanted to see your groom. Guys, we're the church. We're his bride. He deserves us to see him. He wants us to stand next to him. Please make this week different than the other weeks of the year. That way, when we participate and see, experience, and fully invest ourselves, then Pascha will have, I guarantee you, a deeper rooted feeling of emotion than you ever had before. Please stand.